Good morning, everyone. Whip hip, hooray! We're okay. Now, as you can see, it is an all-age service. Now, that means it's for everyone. It doesn't mean it's just for little people or older people or people in the middle. It's for all ages. So we're going to ask you to participate in things. So be prepared. Get your listening ears on. Get your eyeballs trained in, and your voices tuned up, and we'll go. Right, hand over to Sarah. We're going to do birthdays first, I think. Is it birthdays first? Right. I've been whispered in my ear that there is somebody with a birthday. Frank. All right, hey. I've heard there's someone else in the room that's got a birthday. I'm looking in that direction, but they don't seem very willing to say anything. Hey. Go on then, stand up. Hey, Cheryl. Is there anybody else? Right. Who's going to... Ah, that's a point, yes. I forgot about it. Shall I wear the hat? That'll be good. I haven't got a birthday. Do you want to wear the hat? Frank? Do you want to wear the hat, Frank? Yay! He says yes. Frank, your special hat. Oh, look at that. It looks really grand in that, actually. Very good. Right, Sarah. Once we've sung the song, are we going to sing the original? I'll have to get John to come and lead his special song. Do you want this one?
Right. Happy birthday to you. Just one, we love you. And then, of course, put your trust in Jesus, and then you'll have...
So...
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Jesus.
I was watching this lady sort of doing all the gymnastics and I was carried away.
Try again.
Yes, just yet. Put your trust in Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Just one will not do. Put your trust now in Jesus, and then you'll have to.
Now, to both.
I'm going to pray for them. You better give me their names.
Cheryl.
I know Cheryl.
And Frank.
Frank. Well, I won't forget Frank, yes. Yes. Let's pray. Loving Father, thank you so much that day by day we experience your love, your grace, and your goodness. We pray for Cheryl and Frank, and we ask that as you give them each day of their lives, you will enrich them by your Spirit, enable them to rejoice in your love, and make them a blessing to their families, their neighbors, and the church family here. We pray your blessing on them in the Savior's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Right, okay. Over to you then, Sarah. I understand you've got a couple of notices.
Morning, everybody. I have a couple of notices. They are quick ones. We've obviously got the picnic today in the park. If you haven't brought your stuff, you've got plenty of time to pop home and come back. It's from 12 o'clock onwards. It's the teddy bears picnic. You don't have to bring a teddy bear, but if you have one, it'll be lovely. I've met some really old teddy bears so far this morning. Mine's 52 and a half, but I have already been beaten by Cheryl's. I suspect Cheryl, though, may be beaten later on, from what I hear. So please come along. And also, Carol's asked me to tell you that from Tuesday the 5th of October, there will be a Tuesday afternoon service. There'll be no communion. It's a service for people who don't feel comfortable perhaps coming on a Sunday, or who have difficulty coming on a Sunday, and maybe someone can give them a lift to come on a Tuesday, one of the family members or whatever. So if you know somebody like that, can you let us know, or let them know as well, and then we can see what we can do. And finally, Wendy has brought more veg more lovely fresh veg. So please help yourselves. Last week was really lovely and everyone was so chuffed to take little bits for the Sunday lunch. So that's it from me. So it's back to Elizabeth and Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, we're going to do the confession. Now, I think it'd be very handy to stand up, won't it, for this confession? So everyone who is able, please rise. If you're not, that's fine. So we should have visuals, I think. So, as you can see, if you follow the visuals as we go along and then reply in the words that will come up in the different colour print. Okay, so as we come to this time of confession, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us those things, and we take a few moments of silence just to think of those things that we need to bring to you and ask forgiveness for. So, for all the times that we have gone our own way, Father, forgive us, you tell us to follow you. For all the times that we have put ourselves before you and our service to others, Father, forgive us, you tell us to follow you. For all the times that we have been selfish with all that you give to us, Father, forgive us, you tell us to share, to follow you, to love you, to serve others and with them. Father, forgive us, you tell us to change. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your love, your forgiveness and your truth, and that through Jesus, you forgive us all the things we have done wrong if we are truly faithful and repent to you. And we ask for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Rob, what's this?
I would guess a letter.
It looks like a letter. It's to the church. Shall we have a look at it?
Yes.
There's a letter here. Ooh.
Crikey.
Ooh.
There's lots of words.
There's lots of words. Joy, could you come and read it for us? She does know, don't worry.
No. Ooh. Ah. Top.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption for the sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put in effect when the times reach their fulfillment. To bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Amen.
Thank you, Joy. So we've got this letter. This is our Bible reading today. It comes from the Bible. It's Ephesians chapter 1, and it's the first 14 verses. But it's really complicated. I've asked my Connect group to come and help me here. Could you stand there and hold that? Can you come and stand next to him?
We need to come up to all the centres.
Aren't they a lovely bunch? So. Okay. Right. We've got a really complicated passage. So, to God's holy people in Ephesus. Can you turn it over? This is a letter. It's a letter. That's what it tells us. Small technical difficulties, sorry. In Christ, this tells us that it's all about Jesus. All of this reading is about Jesus. Predestined. Now, that's a tricky word. Can you turn it over? This tricky word, predestined, tells us that God has a plan. And the plan is to adopt us. Adopted means welcomed into God's family. This is a letter all about Jesus. It tells us God's plan to welcome us into his family. Thank you, Connect Group. Very good job. Thank you. Shh. And now we're going to sing. I think this might be new. This time we're allowed to sing, though, so that's good. This is another one of those awesome cutlery songs we've been enjoying recently, thanks to Richard's finding them. This song is called In Christ, so you can see why we thought we would sing it today. So join in as much as you can. Have a bit of a jig. Please do stand. Over to you, tech team. There's dumb.
Goes is where
Right. Okay. We'll have a slightly calmer time now, because we'll be coming to the talk. Now, I'm going to ask Richard, can you put the Bible picture up? We're on page 1173 in the New Testament. We're starting at chapter 1, and we're going from verse 1 through to verse 14. Now, the reason I've asked you particularly to get the words out, because there are lots of them and lots of complicated words, and I'm hopefully going to try to explain so that everyone can understand. Now, we've got a nice picture up there. So, today's talk is about the first 14 verses of a letter written by Paul to the Christians in an area near the Roman city of Ephesus. So you can see that is the nice little red pointer there. That's where Ephesus is. And if you're very clever, you also might find where Rome is in Italy, where it says Vatican on the top left-hand corner. So that's what we need to know. Paul was imprisoned in a house, possibly, in Rome, and he was able to have people visit and carry letters to the churches in all the areas he had visited. And a lot of the churches are there on that map as well, so that's really good. The letters were circulated by hand to various locations and then read to the church people, like Joy read to us this morning. The letters are personal, time-consuming to write properly. They require careful thought and consideration, as the writer Paul could not be there to answer any questions that came up. This letter was to encourage and uplift the church in difficult circumstances. They certainly weren't accepted. So, the bearer, Tychicus, was trusted to deliver the letter to the church elders who were responsible for the church's day-to-day running. And that's just like our PCC, our church wardens, and the people who run services and preach. These letters were very important to make sure all the churches were working for the same purpose, to make God and Jesus known in all parts of the world. So, we're about to have a look at the first parts of the letter. Now, verse numbers weren't there in the first edition, so it's a bit of a division made by us. So, we've got to work out what Paul was trying to say to them and all the Christians in that time and now. The main theme of the letter all the way through is that we should be in and remain in Christ. You can take the overhead down now if you wish, Richard. That Christ would be central to everything and complete the task of defeating sin forever. And we might just, we'll have a word about sin in a bit. The first two verses, as Joy read, are a welcome, like we would say in our letters. Hello, Dad or Mum, this is Rob writing to you from here, etc. Hoping you are all well. Paul says from verses 3 to 4 that these people he's writing to are loved and chosen by God even before the world was created. That in fact, in verse 5 and 6, he says, if you have a look for yourself, in love he predestined, that means already planned, us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. So, in simple terms, Jesus, through his death on the cross and then rising to life, has changed our status. We are no longer just friends. Because of our faith that Jesus died to save us, we are adopted. We become sons and daughters ourselves. Spiritually, as we accept Jesus, we become part of him, and he comes to live in us through the Holy Spirit. We are in Christ up there, and he comes to live in us. We are officially adopted. So it would be like me saying to Karen, Karen, I know you haven't got a house at the moment. I know you haven't got much family, but you can come and live with me. I'll give you money each month. You can have a bed and all these things. So that's adoption. Take me up on that later. So in verse 7 to 8 it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. Big long words again, words that get misunderstood, but meaning that really we are like slaves that someone has bought back from their owner. In our case, the fact that we cannot avoid doing things wrong at some time, big or small things, those things own us. God can only judge on what he sees, right or wrong. If we are in Christ, as we've said, he only sees his perfect son, Jesus, and therefore he can forgive us. So what is God's purpose? Look at verses 9 and 10. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Again, big words. Everything, so, is placed under Jesus. He will bring everything together, unity and purpose to the church in them times and now and forever. There is nothing that we can do to earn our place or his grace. Everything has been done as required. The plan will only come to its end when God and Jesus determine, as it is already planned. So first will be those we see in the Bible, the chosen. And in verse 11 and 12 it says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. Those who have followed God and part of his family, in those times the Jewish nation and others who joined them, those who have now followed Jesus since his death and rising. But we do not decide, only God. Next will be those in verse 13 and 14. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession to the praise of his glory. Large words again. God, through Jesus, sees those who have truthfully and faithfully followed him. We cannot earn our place through good deeds or good words, but only through his grace and the love of Jesus' sacrifice. Jesus is central to everything. He is exalted as the center of the universe. He is creator and sustainer of all things, all creation. So as Christ is central to everything, we must place him at the center of all that we do. He should be our priority. We must have faith and place all under his control. So shall we pray? Lord, help us first find the truth of you by placing ourselves in your hands. Help us to tell you all our secrets. Help us to repent or to change and to ask your forgiveness. To change direction as we seek your purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen.
This morning, we have been thinking about the letter that Paul sent to the church in Ephesus. And Paul was really writing to encourage them in their faith. So when we were thinking about what activity we could do this morning to respond, we thought it would be good to do this too. We are going to write a letter. or draw a picture if you prefer, of encouragement to another Christian. So, I had a go. I thought about who I would send it to. Dear Sarah and Carol. And I wanted to thank them for all their hard work. Thank you for all the time and effort you are putting into making things run smoothly here. It is really appreciated. And I noticed that Paul really encouraged the Christians in Ephesus by reminding them all about Jesus. So I should do this too. Hold on tight to Jesus, the reason for all of this. Remember that he loves you and has saved you when he died on the cross. I write slower than I talk. And then I need to tell them who it's from. Love, Elizabeth. You are going to choose somebody that you know, another Christian, and you're going to write them a letter to encourage them in their faith. You should find in your place everything you need to do this. There should be a nice piece of writing paper for you and an envelope, and there should be some pens or pencils. Feel free to write or draw, whichever is your best skill. If you don't have any of these things, if we've accidentally missed you, please let us know.
You can use a Bible to lean on. It is not crime to lean on the Bible in the right sort of way. So,
does anybody need any of these things? Anyone missing stuff? Okay.
Can you write one? You got some paper? Well, you can write one to Robin if you want. So we encourage him. Do you want some paper?
If you're still writing, feel free to carry on. We are going to sing our next song. So if you're not writing at the moment, you can stand up. If you're still writing, feel free to carry on. There's not a limit on your time. You can write while we sing. We're going to be singing Salvation Song. Thank you, Richard.
Love before the dawn of time, chosen by my Maker, hidden in my Saviour. And he is mine, cherished for eternity. When I'm stained with guilt, love before the dawn of time, chosen by my Maker, hidden in my Saviour. I am his and he is mine, cherished for eternity. When I'm stained with guilt and sin, he is there to lift me, heal me and forgive me, gives me strength to stand again, stronger than I was before. So with every breath that I am given, I will sing Salvation Song, and I'll join the chorus of creation, giving praise to Christ alone. All the claims of Satan's curse lifted through his offering, satisfied through suffering, all the blessings he deserves, poured on my unworthy soul. So with every breath that I am given, I will sing salvation's song, and I'll join the chorus of creation, giving praise to Christ alone, singing unfading splendor, earth and heaven will bow in awe, joining in salvation's song.
Please stay standing. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for the world. We've got some people that are going to help us to do that. And we are going to do two things this morning. While we do this, we're going to remind ourselves that we're praying for the world. So we're going to be moving. We're going to be turning around. I'll tell you when to do it. Don't worry. Basically, each person will pray. And after that person has prayed, we will turn a quarter. Okay? We are going to face each of the compass points this morning. They don't quite line up with our prayers, but that's okay. It's symbolic. Thank you. And then we are going to also use the response, Lord, in your mercy. You've got it. Okay? Two things to remember. We're going to listen. We're going to turn a quarter after each person. And then we're going to use the response, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Lord, we pray for the people of Afghanistan.
I'll tell you
when we ask for people there to be safe and to be treated fairly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
David.
Lord, we pray for those affected by storm fire. We pray for those who have lost loved ones and those who have lost their homes. We pray for people who have been rebuilding. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for Christians who are treated badly because of their faith in you. Please encourage and protect them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for the people of Lebanon. We pray for the wisdom, the leaders. We pray that they would have good access to electric and water, food. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
And we're going to finish by saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to sing again. We're going to sing about the good news that is Jesus.
Very good. Please be seated. Now, you can follow the response to the blessing on the screen as it comes up. Thank you all for your participation, because doing this type of service, if you won't participate, is very difficult. And so it's lovely that you took part. Please hand your letters out as you talk to people in the safest way you want to do it. That's fine. And as we come to the blessing, shall we just take a moment of quiet just to think about what God is saying to us in the words of Ephesians. May God, who chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, bless us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. So we say, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen. Thank you.